Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river, winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle, with a river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Glittering lights arc over the castle turrets. Disney. A book called Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
First of all, let me get something straight. This is a journal, not a diary. When Mom went out to buy this thing, I specifically told her not to get a book that said diary on it. But of course, she didn't listen. It's been hard enough getting through the first week of middle school without carrying this thing around with me.
Hey, this kid's got a diary!
Actually, it's a journal.
The diary's owner's tripped up by bullies.
And if Mom's expecting me to write down my feelings or whatever, she's gonna be disappointed. The only reason I agreed to write in this thing at all is because one day I'm gonna be rich and famous, and people want to read about my early years, so I'm really doing this for them.
Greg is so smart.
So handsome.
So brave.
And he smells terrific.
But for now, I'm stuck in middle school, surrounded by morons. But luckily, I'm not alone in this middle school thing. My best friend, Rally, is in the same grade as me. I doubt he's ever gonna be rich and famous, but it's good to have him around for laughs.
Did you know that if your hand is bigger than your face, it's a sign that your brain is shrinking?
It is?
Gotcha.
But does it mean my brain is shrinking? Not sure. Let's check the other hand. I'm glad Rally's along for the ride, because everything else about middle school stinks. And I can't believe it was just a week ago that me and Rally were actually looking forward to this.
Heads up!
Sketches from Greg's diary become 3D animation as Greg throws a ball at Rowley.
That was a good one! You almost hit the front tire that time!
You just need to slow down a little so I can get locked in.
Let me get this straight.
Come on, Rowley.
So in middle school, did you just go to a different room for each class?
Come on, you got it!
And you just carry all your stuff around with you all day?
No. They give you a locker so you can just ditch the books you don't need in between periods.
What about recess? There's still recess, right?
I told you like a million times, Rally. Recess is an elementary school thing.
Aw, but I like recess.
Are you gonna go or are you just gonna sit there?
Don't you want a trim riding? I've gone 3 times in a row.
But you're way better at riding than me. I can never do it as good as you.
Rowley flashes a gap-toothed grin as he careens Woo-hoo! Down a hill on his tricycle. Greg aims the ball. Rowley crashes as a truck speeds past.
Oh, come on, Roderick! You made me miss!
I'm okay.
Greg rescues the ball from the front yard of a looming house.
One of the reasons I'm friends with Rally is there aren't a whole lot of boys my age in the neighborhood. In fact, aside from Rally, there's only really...
Fragley!
Why, hello, Greg Heffley.
Hi, Fragley. I was just getting my football.
Want to come inside my house for a play date? I can show you my room.
You know, I'll definitely take you up on that offer. Sometime.
Want to see my... secret freckle?
As he backs away from Fregley, Greg's sent flying by Rally's oncoming tricycle.
Should we do that one over?
Greg races home.
Who's hungry?
Greg joins Roderick, a toddler, and a man at a table with a plate of pasta and meatballs. Yeah. Greg's mom serves extra sauce.
So, did everyone have a good day? Frank, don't do that with your food. It's weird.
It tastes better this way.
Hey, oh, I'm still gonna eat it.
Greg, is that dirt on your back-to-school clothes?
Please don't call him that.
What on earth were you doing to get so filthy?
I was throwing a football on the street with Rally.
You were playing a sport
with like your feet and hands and not a device. Wow.
I guess.
Mark the calendar, Susan. Greg here played a sport.
You weren't playing that game with Rowley, were you? You know you're banned from playing that. Somebody is going to get hurt.
What? Oh, that game? No way. You said we couldn't play that anymore.
Right. And Rowley's parents are in full agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there. All clean.
I'm only three.
Speaking of Rowley, how's he feeling about Monday? Is he looking forward to his first day of middle school?
I'm not sure. I think he might be a little nervous, actually.
Well, he's lucky to have you as a best friend. You know, that's all you need to get by in this world. One good friend.
Yeah.
And you're lucky to have a big brother who's already gone through the middle school experience. Right, Roderick? Roderick!
Huh?
Take off your headphones. You know the rule. Why don't you give Greg a pep talk about middle school?
Greg's going to middle school?
Yes, Roderick. Why don't you tell him what he can expect on his first day?
Okay, listen close. Here's what you need to know. First of all, watch where you sit on the first day of school, because your teacher might make that your permanent seat. Next, don't use the bathroom on the second floor, no matter how bad you have to go. There aren't any doors on those stalls. And finally, whatever you do, don't get the cheese touch. Because if you do, you might as well be dead.
Thank you, Roderick, for that wonderful pep talk. Greg, please forget everything that you just heard, especially the nonsense about the cheese.
What? What's the cheese touch?
It all started in my first year of middle school. No one knows where it came from or who put it there. One day, a slice of Swiss cheese appeared on the blacktop. First, no one would go near it. Then one day, a kid named Darren Walsh got curious. And that's what started the cheese touch. The only way to get rid of the cheese touch was to give it to someone else. And one day, a kid named Abe Hall moved to California. He took the cheese touch with him. But the cheese remained. And to this day, it sits on the blacktop, waiting to strike again.
Well, that's terrifying.
Don't let Roderick scare you, Greg. Middle school's gonna be fun. Oh, and please don't mention the cheese thing to Rowley. Honestly, it'll scare him half to death.
Who's Rowley?
Greg's best friend. You know the kid who's over here almost every single day.
Oh, him! I thought you were babysitting that kid.
We're the same age.
He's the same age as you? Oh, man, I thought he was like in kindergarten or something. Oh, middle school's gonna eat him alive.
Roderick!
Let me give you one last piece of advice, Greg. Middle school is every man for himself. You don't need some overgrown baby weighing you down.
Roderick, that's enough.
Roderick doubles back to Greg.
Greg, come on, man. Trust me. Cut him loose now, or you both drown.
Later, Greg lets himself into a house that's fronted by a stone-pillared porch. Inside a bedroom that's dominated by a huge teddy bear, Greg and Rowley play a computer game. As Rowley concentrates on the game, Greg gazes around at the childish posters and toys that adorn Rowley's bedroom. Rowley's wizard avatar wins the computer game.
Woohoo! In your face, Greg! That's three in a row!
Wanna go again?
No, that's okay. We can shut it off.
What's the matter? Afraid to lose?
Well, just not in the mood.
Greg notes the rabbit slippers under Rowley's bed as his friend performs a chicken dance.
Rowley, cut it out! I mean, don't you think it's time to start acting our age?
But you always do the chicken thing to me.
It's not just that, Rally. Look around this room. All these stuffed animals, that bedspread. And what's with it with this Joshy guy anyway?
Joshy is from Europe, and you're just jealous because I discovered him first.
Yeah, I'm jealous that you discovered some stupid pop star whose fans are only six-year-old girls.
Joshy says, follow your dreams and respect your parents.
Don't you think it's time to grow up, Rally? You're in middle school now.
Well, not yet.
Be friendly to one another, yes?
Come on, Rally. Middle school is no joke. There's bullies and bathrooms with no stall doors and permanent seats and
what?
And the cheese! What's the cheese?
Rally clutches his talking Joshy doll.
Please don't mention the cheese thing. It'll scare him half to death.
You know what? Forget I said anything. Middle school's gonna be just fine. In fact, it'll be great.
Yeah, because we're in it together. Right, Greg? Friends till the end.
Yeah, friends till the end.
Greg and Rally perform an elaborate handshake. A yellow school bus drops Greg and Rally at a red brick building. A sign outside reads, Westmore Middle School. Welcome new students.
No, I hate Janet. Oh my gosh, I love your backpack.
Did your mom dress you this morning?
A bigger kid barges past Greg and Rowley.
Move to the side, shrimp!
Come on, let's go. I don't want to be late.
But what about the cheese?
That's just some stupid fairy tale Roderick made up.
Rowley hesitates, then follows Greg into the school. The hallway's crammed with students.
You know, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe my mom can homeschool me.
Come on, Rowley. You can do this. We can do this. We just need to find our lockers and we'll be fine.
Heads up!
They watch a kid get shoved inside a locker.
But I gotta go to the bathroom.
Greg backs into a kid's sweaty armpit. Rowley's blocked from a water fountain by a guy who drinks with his mouth over the faucet.
That's not even sanitary. Yep, homeschool for sure.
One step at a time. Don't make eye contact. They won't even notice you're here.
They pass an older kid shaving at his locker mirror, then witness a small kid being tripped, then dragged away.
Help me.
They grip each other's hands as a teacher glares at them.
That was close.
Kindergarten down the street.
Not so bad. And look. Our lockers are right next to each other.
Yes! Look, they keep our schedules in here.
Cool. Let me see yours.
But they don't match.
Well, we've got lunch together. We'll see each other then.
Oh, hey!
See ya.
What do we do now?
We go to homeroom. Mine's right here. Yours is upstairs, I think.
Yours is upstairs?
Rally swept up by a tide of students.
No time to worry about Rally because I needed to focus on my own situation.
Greg checks his schedule against the number above a door, takes a deep breath, then enters. He lingers by the door. A new arrival bumps into him. Gregly indicates an empty seat at the front.
I was glad Roger gave me a few pointers, so I knew what not to do.
Making his way towards an empty seat at the back between two girls, Greg brushes past a pile of books on a boy's desk, knocking them to the floor. Greg drapes himself over the empty seat at the back, then flashes a grin. The teacher from the hallway checks the register.
But it turns out, having an older brother who went to the same school isn't such a good thing after all.
Greg Heffley? As in Roderick Heffley's brother? You'll be sitting in the chair in front of my desk.
Greg trudges towards the seat in front of Fregley, dislodging the same kid's books on the way.
Just about everything's different from elementary school.
Later, Greg's in another classroom.
And the biggest change is who's popular and who's not. Back in elementary school, it was simple. If you're the fastest runner, you're the most popular. And in fifth grade, the fastest runner was Ronnie McCoy. But now, all the rules have changed. Now it's all about whether or not you have cool hair and how many followers you have on social media. In middle school, a kid like George Devaney is at the top of the food chain, and Ronnie McCoy is scratching his head, wondering what the heck happened. So what I'm trying to figure out is where I fit into all this. I'm pretty sure I'm not at the top of the ladder, but at least I'm not at the bottom.
Does this cab smell funny to you?
But there's one way for sure to get to the bottom.
The basketball court.
And nobody's risking that.
The kids gasp as the ball lands on the cheese.
What are you standing around for? Get the ball!
Greg gulps. Rowley and Greg arrive at a bustling cafeteria.
Looks pretty full up. Oh, hey!
A kid drops their bag on the empty seats Greg spotted.
Should we sit with the girls? We're out of our league here. Hey, over there! Take a hike!
Hey. Band members only.
Not today, guys. Try back tomorrow.
Over there, let's go!
A big, scary student blocks another empty space.
There's Sue!
They eat lunch on the stage at the piano.
And another thing, don't use the bathroom on the second floor. That was a big mistake.
Yeah, I probably should have warned you about that. I can't deal with this. I need to be sitting at a table.
But you said only popular kids get seats at the table.
Well, I heard Charlie Davis is getting braces next week, so he'll definitely drop a few spots for sure.
But that's only one spot. We need two.
That's all the time we get? I didn't even get to finish my juice box. We gotta go to fifth period, Rally. I'll meet you back here at the door after school.
But I don't want to go back out there.
Keep a low profile, and you'll be fine. Think good thoughts, Rally.
Good thoughts, Rally. Good thoughts.
Hey, Greg! After school, wanna come over and play? 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 Play?
The rest of the kids freeze, then turn to gawp at Greg and Rowley. Greg shields his face with his diary and bag as he trudges out between the lines of laughing and finger-pointing students. The big, scary student's outside with another boy as Rowley leaves school.
I want to come over and play. Hey, kid, want to come over and play?
No, thank you.
Psst, Rowley.
There you are. You said we were going to meet at the back door.
Hang out, Rowley. You say hang out in middle school, not play. I told you that like a million times.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Seriously, you gotta start listening to me, Rally. You're gonna get us both killed.
So, do you wanna hang out and do video games?
Better. Thankfully, Rally did start listening to me. We made it through the next few weeks alive. But by the time Halloween rolled around, Rally started to slip again.
Do you think our teachers will let us wear our costumes to school tomorrow?
No, Rally, no! Have I not taught you anything?
They had a costume parade in elementary school.
Right, elementary school. We're in middle school now, remember?
Yeah, you keep reminding me.
Listen, the only reason I'm trick-or-treating this year is for the candy, and I really don't want anyone knowing we're doing this, okay?
I guess.
Listen, things are hard enough at school. I just don't want to put a target on our backs, you know?
Fine.
So wear something that doesn't attract too much attention. Seriously, we have to be invisible.
Got it.
Greg arrives home. Night falls. A finger presses the Heffley's doorbell.
Ooh, is that our first trick-or-treater? Can someone get the door?
I'm on it!
Greg's wearing a ninja costume. Rowley's outside, dressed as a knight in armor, a unicorn inner tube around his waist.
What? Huh?
Greg drags Rowley inside.
Rowley, what are you doing?
I thought we said we were being invisible.
My mom made me add the safety stuff.
We can deal with the costume stuff later.
Greg.
Let's get out of here before...
You weren't gonna leave without Manny, were you? Oh, Rowley, you look adorable.
Come on. Mom, can't someone else take Manny?
Well, Roderick's at the high school party. I'm going to be handing out the candy, and Dad is doing that thing that he does on Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, man your stations. Well, I'll man mine. Just making sure we're not getting toilet papered this year. It takes too long to get that off. Nope, it's not happening. Good thoughts, all positivity.
But Manny will just slow us down. We're trying to double our territory this year, Mom.
Well, there are only so many houses in our neighborhood. Wait a minute. You're not planning to take the shortcut through Snake Road, are you?
What? No! That would be crazy.
Good. Because you would be in big trouble if you did. Right, Manny? Keep to the sidewalks, and I want you back at 8 o'clock. It's a school night.
8? 8 a.m.? All right. I mean, I'm fine with that.
Fine, 8:30, and not a second later.
Oh, Rowley, you know what? Those glow sticks are a great idea. Let me see if I have any in the pantry.
Okay, time to go. Come on, Manny, you wanna get some candy?
Dressed as a pirate, toddler Manny joins Greg and Rowley trick-or-treating.
Woo!
That's a kitty
All
costume.
Right, let's go!
It's the Prince of Preschool.
What a dork.
Trick-or-treat!
Quick or tweet. Candy.
Aw. Here, take 5.
Yay! Thanks.
Aren't you too old for trick or treat?
The man drops a single lollipop into Greg's sack.
What the heck?
At another house, Manny and Rowley are given candy.
Aw. Bye.
Greg gets a lollipop as an afterthought.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
Come on, guys. You need to pick up the pace a little. Your guys are killing me.
Greg compares his limp sack with the bulging sack of a passing witch. The next door is answered by a woman dressed as a monster.
Hey. Is that a cute little pirate I see? Oh, here's some extra booty for your bucket.
Biggie.
Seriously? King size? It'll take you a week to get through that.
Bappy.
Manny gives the king size candy bar to Greg.
Hmm. Do you see what's happening here, Rowley?
Hmm?
These kids are holding tickets.
Rowley and Greg high five as Manny goes door to door scoring piles of candy.
Yes!
Yay! Bubby candy!
Greg blows bubblegum.
I can't believe we never thought of bringing Manny before. This kid's a gold mine.
Yeah.
So we'll stop by my house, empty these bags in my room, then head back out for another round, okay?
I don't know. I mean, Manny looks tired.
He's fine, aren't you, Manny? See? That was a nod.
Actually, I'm kind of tired, too.
Come on, Rowley. We can stock up on candy for the year. We can't let this opportunity go to waste.
We don't need that much candy.
Seriously? You can never have too much candy, Rowley. And candy's like money in middle school. We can buy someone's lunch sheets off them. How about just like a couple more houses, okay? It's the end of the night. Everyone's looking to get rid of their candy. We can make a killing.
I don't know.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna hit Whirly Street.
Whirly Street? But that's like a mile from here.
Not if we take a shortcut.
Snake Road? Don't you remember what your mom said?
She'll never even know. 20 more minutes and we'll be back at my house eating our candy. I promise. We're not little kids anymore.
As Manny continues sleeping on Greg's head, Greg and Rowley perform their elaborate handshake.
All right, that's my boy.
Rowley's grin fades as Greg leads the way through a dimly lit avenue. The corners of Greg's mouth turn downwards as he moves forward. Behind him, Rowley's unicorn inner tube squeaks as he scurries from tree to tree, then crashes into Greg.
I think we made a mistake.
It's gonna be worth it, Rowley. Just think about all the candy.
I don't even like candy all that much.
Rowley, do not say that. Don't even joke about it.
Do you think the goat man is gonna get us?
Are you kidding me, Rowley? That's obviously a made-up story. Roderick was just trying to scare us.
That's what you said about the cheese. And that was real.
Yeah, well, a half man, half goat. It's not even physically possible, Rowley.
Greg turns at the sound. When he turns back, Rowley's hiding behind a tree.
But if the goat man was real, do you think he's a goat on the top and a person on the bottom? Or the other way around? Or do you think he's got a split down the middle with a goat on the left side and a person on the right? Oh,
can we stop talking about this? I think I hear some.
Greg shushes Rowley as a truck approaches.
Teenagers!
Whoa! That was close!
Yeah. Let's just keep moving before...
The truck's teenage driver spots the trick-or-treaters.
Free candy.
The truck reverses back to Greg, Rowley, and Manny. A group of teens jump out.
Look at these little nerds. I'll pass their bedtime.
Yeah. Shouldn't you be getting good night's sleep?
Kindergarten starts early.
Actually, we're in middle school. My bedtime's not until 9. Mom, let me stay up extra tonight.
Yeah, we better head home. Have a good night, fellas.
Ooh, look at those bags. Is that all candy?
Mostly, but my parents handed out miniature toothbrushes this year, so we've got those too.
We'd really better get going now.
It would be a real pity if that candy got wet.
One of the teens brandishes a fire extinguisher. Rowley deflects the foam with his shield.
What? Huh?
Rowley holds his glow stick aloft.
Run! Run!
The teens take to their truck. The teens launch water bombs as they speed after Greg, Rowley, and Manny. Rowley discards his unicorn inner tube and glow stick as he runs. The teens chuck more water bombs. Rowley and Greg hang a left and roll a piece of lumber towards the teens' truck. The teens swerve past the lumber and continue their pursuit. Manny's still clamped to Greg's head as Greg and Rowley clear a narrow ditch. The truck bumps over a rock, wobbles, then lands halfway in the ditch.
Oh, yes!
You'll pay for this!
The friends scamper off.
We know where you go to school!
Whoa!
They tumble down a hill. Manny flies off Greg's head, stretches, then retrieves his pumpkin full of treats.
Is this?
My yard! We made it, Rowley!
We're
alive! I told you, Rowley, if you just stick with me, everything will be fine. Now let's get inside and enjoy some of this candy.
They're drenched.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were teenagers. Are you all right? You're all right.
We were worried sick about you two. Where
Mom?
Were you boys?
Snake Road. Busted.
Mom grounded me from playing video games for a week, which is her go-to punishment. That meant I had to figure out something else to do with my free time after school.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Greg resumes the throw-the-ball-at-rally-speeding-trike game. the ball lands near Fregley's.
I'm thinking I might either run for student council, or maybe sign up for the dance committee. Or maybe I'll try out for the play to bring Wizard of Oz this year.
Uh-huh.
Gerard Gupta wants to be Toto, and Patty Farrell says Mrs. Norton already promised her Dorothy. I'm trying to decide if I want to try out for the Scarecrow or the Cowardly Lion.
Sounds great, Rowley. Can you go now?
Aren't you going to sign up for anything? My mom says it's important to belong to something when you're in middle school.
Belong to something? Rowley, I can't even get a seat at lunch, and I'm sick and tired of it.
But if we were in the play, we could make some friends who could invite us to sit at their lunch table.
That's a lot of work, Rowley, and it'll take too much of my time. I need to change my situation now.
After dragging his trike back up the steep road, Rowley speeds down it again. Greg throws the ball.
Oh, yeah!
The ball flips Rowley off his trike and he flies through the air.
Hello! Rowley! You okay? I feel so bad. I really didn't mean to flip you.
I think I hurt my arm.
Yeah, I think I might have pulled something myself. Can you believe that throw, though? I mean,
Ow.
Oh, man, you're really hurt.
I think I'd better go home.
Okay, but you can't tell your parents how this happened. If my mom found out we were playing this game, she'd go nuts. I'm already grounded.
What am I supposed to tell them, then?
Just say you were playing tag and that you tripped on the curb. But whatever you do, don't mention the rumble trike. Got it?
Got it.
Later, Greg's on the phone to Rowley.
So what happened at the hospital?
They took a bunch of x-rays. The doctor says my arm is broken.
Broken? Oh, man, I thought it was just, like, bruised or something.
I've got a cast in everything.
A cast? That's serious.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's really awful and everything. But do you know what this means?
Yeah. I have to put a plastic bag over my arm in the shower for a whole month.
No. What this means for school.
I guess I can't do the wrestling unit in phys ed?
Rowley, a cast is like the greatest thing that can happen to a kid.
It is?
Yes, Rowley. Everyone's going to want to sign it.
What? They will?
Yes. Kids will be begging you to sit at their lunch table.
Yeah.
And I hope you'll remember who your real friends are, Rowley. You know, the people who helped you get to where you are.
Yeah.
What about your parents? Are they suspicious?
I told them I tripped on a rock playing Duck Duck Goose, like you said.
Like I said? We were playing tag, Rowley, and you tripped over the curb. It doesn't even make sense for two people to play Duck Duck Goose. Come on!
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We gotta get our story straight, or they're gonna find out about the rumble trike.
Did you say rumble trike?
Susan's listened in on another line.
I don't know what to do with you, Greg. First you disobey me and go to Snake Road, then you play that game. I told you someone was going to get hurt playing that.
I'm sorry, Mom, I just...
And now this? Lying to me is bad enough, but telling Rowley to lie to his parents is just...
Ugh. Mom, I know I messed up. You could take away my video games for the rest of the month. The rest of the year if it makes you feel better.
Punishing you doesn't make me feel better, Greg. I'm trying to raise a good kid.
I do want to be good, Mom.
Well, then here's what you need to do. You need to figure out a way to make things right by Rowley. You owe that to him. That boy is such a good friend to you.
Yeah, Mom.
I can't tell you how to make things right. That part is up to you.
But, Mom...
Listen to that inner voice, Greg. I know it's in there. Do the right thing.
Greg plods down the street to Rowley's house.
Okay. I knew what my mom wanted me to do. She wanted me to tell Rowley's parents the truth about what happened. But here's the thing. Rowley's dad has never really liked me. I knew if I told him what really happened, it was just gonna make him like me even less. And that wouldn't make things any better. Plus, I don't want to get Rowley in trouble for lying, because then he'd be in trouble too.
So, I decided the right thing to do was to just let things be.
Greg dashes away.
Because telling the truth would make things worse for everybody.
The start of another school day. The kids stare as Greg walks in with Rowley, who's wearing a cast.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Oh, you're so great.
Can I sign it?
And I'll tell you another thing that I was right about. That cast. In fact, it worked even better than I thought it would.
Kids line up to sign the cast.
Just like I predicted, getting a seat at lunch was no problem at all.
Greg joins Rowley's table, but is shoved aside by other kids.
Oh. Well, at least for Rowley, it wasn't a problem.
Here comes the airplane.
Yum.
Here comes the train.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Greg grits his teeth as girls spoon-feed Rowley.
He can feed himself just fine, okay? You know Rowley's left-handed?
Who are you?
I'm Greg Heffley, Rowley's best friend. I'm the one who broke his arm.
You jerk!
The girls pelt Greg with food.
I couldn't have Rowley hog all the attention, so I decided to whip up an injury of my own.
Greg wraps toilet paper around his forearm, then loiters in the hallway. Eventually, a girl notices.
Yeah, no big deal. It's just an infection caused by a splinter that was left untreated.
Ah.
The girl escapes. Fregley appears.
Can I peek at your infection?
I realized I couldn't compete with Rowley's stupid injury. So I meant I need to find something of my own. And just like that, I did.
A notice reads, cartoonist position open for school paper. Back home, Greg's surrounded by balled up pieces of paper. Rowley wanders in.
Hey, Greg, I couldn't find you after school. Huh? Yeah, sorry, I want to go home and start working on my comics.
Your comics? For what?
The school paper. One of the cartoonists quit, so now there's a spot open. Can I help? Sorry, Rowley. There's only one spot open.
Rowley reads a discarded cartoon.
Zoo-wee mama! This is funny!
Whoops, I stepped in a puddle. Well, at least it's not an acid puddle. It is an acid puddle! Zoo-wee mama!
Zoo-wee mama! Do you have any more like this one? I'm working on something better. Check this one out. It's called Creighton the Cretan.
Hi, Yiddock. Can I get a new butt? My old one has a crack in it.
Everyone's butt has a crack in it, you idiot.
But
when does he say Zooey Mama?
He doesn't.
I think it'd be funnier if he said Zooey Mama. You know what? If you want to draw your own comic, be my guest.
But we always do everything together.
Yeah, well, not this time. Sorry.
But can we be partners? You can write the comic, and I can draw it.
No offense, Rowley, but you don't even draw noses on people. Sorry, this is kind of my thing. Like the way Joshy's your thing.
Okay, well, I guess I'll go work on my comic at my house.
Sounds good.
Greg ignores the fist Rowley's offering. Rowley slopes to the door.
See ya.
At school, Greg slaps down his comics on a desk.
After I turned in my comic, all I could do was wait. But after a whole week went by, Mr. Herfries made an announcement.
Attention students, after careful consideration, we've made a decision on the cartoonist for the school paper. And the new cartoonist is Greg Heffley.
Yes! Yes!
Greg swaggers down the hallway.
This is possibly the biggest thing that has ever happened to me.
Kids look up from the school newspaper.
Is that cartoon kid?
For the first time since I stepped through those double doors, I wasn't invisible.
Teacher's pet!
Creighton the curious student. What the? Funny?
Teacher, if X plus 43 is 89, what would X be?
Why, it would be 46.
Thanks, kids. If you'd like to learn more about math, have Mr. Humphrey show you around the newly expanded math and science section of the library.
And thanks to the parent teacher organization for funding the new section. Our old books were badly outdated.
They changed it?
Teachers, thanks
for ruining my day.
What a waste of nerd.
Greg enters the cafeteria.
See, that's what happens when the school librarian is in charge of the newspaper. They've always got to get pushy with their books. 1 week after I quit, Mr. Humphreys chose someone to replace me, and you'll never believe who he picked.
Do we, Mama?
Do we, Mama?
Kids laugh at the newspaper.
Do we, Mama?
Rowley signs copies of the paper. Greg puts down his uneaten sandwich, then reads the newspaper's comic strip.
Hey, pretty lady. Do you want to go on a date?
I'm actually not a lady. I'm one of those dogs with long hair. So, no thanks to that thing.
Zoo, mama.
So a kid who can barely draw got his comic in the school paper? It's totally unfair. Why didn't they censor Rowley's work?
Greg rips the newspaper in half, then strides over to Rowley.
You stole my comic.
You said you didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, couldn't you come up with something original for once, Rowley?
Well, I can't help it if I'm just naturally funny.
Zoo-wee mama.
Zoo-wee mama.
Zoo-wee mama.
Zoo-wee mama.
Yeah!
You know what? I hope you enjoy all this, because I'm tired of carrying you.
Maybe it's the other way around.
This comic, this lunch table, that cast, you wouldn't have any of it if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, because you broke my arm.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Greg barrels into the big scary kid who's pounding his fist.
Rowley deserves your respect.
Zoo-wee mama.
Okay, I'll admit, maybe I could have handled the situation at lunch a little better. But I figure after a while, me and Rowley would cool down and things would go back to normal.
So do you like dino blasters?
No. I love it.
Thing is, that hasn't happened yet.
Greg watches Rowley and another kid from his bedroom window.
Rowley's been hanging out with this kid, Shirog, every day. I know the only reason he's doing it is to try and make me jealous. But two can play at that game.
Greg heads outside.
You want to see my room?
Yeah.
Greg storms off, then doubles back for another glimpse of Rowley and Shirog. Greg sighs. A bag over his shoulder, he traipses up the steps to Fregley's house. Greg glares as Shirog carries a bag into Rowley's house.
Yes, come on.
Greg hesitates, then rings Fregley's doorbell. The double doors open a crack.
The one and only Greg Heffley is on my front step.
Yeah. I guess I am. So I was thinking, me and you are neighbors.
Yeah,
But we barely even know each other. How'd you feel about a sleepover?
Tonight?
Yeah, right now. You and me, just a couple of pals.
Woohoo! Come on in!
Greg enters Fregley's house. The doors slam shut behind him.
Hey!
Greg stares wide-eyed at the creepy dolls, sinister portraits, and grandfather clocks in the lobby.
You know, maybe we should take this one step at a time. How about if we just, like, play a quick game of cards and call it a night?
Fregley brandishes an alien puppet.
Hey, Greg.
As Fregley hangs over the staircase, an internal door opens.
Oh, Fregley, do you have a playmate over? Would you like for me to knit him some socks?
Yep, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be in therapy over this.
Yeah!
Greg Heffley's in my room.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, but just for a short visit. In fact, I really need to be.
You want to play make-believe? You can be the church organist and I'll be the school hygienist.
You know, that's tempting, but I'm not really into.
How about a tickle fight?
Fregley traps Greg against a dresser, then starts tickling him.
Tickling you.
Hey, what are you doing? Give me some space here. Can you just stay over there?
Well, what do you want to do then?
I don't know. I thought if we...
Rowley and Chirag play ball.
Fregley, that's the only candy bar I had that wasn't wet.
Mom never lets me have chocolate. Says it makes me hyperactive and unstable.
Fregley, are you okay?
Fregley!
I blocked out big parts of that night.
Hey, Greg.
So glad I can't remember every little thing that happened.
A glimpse of Greg barricading himself in Fregley's bathroom.
Hey. What I do remember? Said I ended up locked up in Fregley's bathroom while I waited for his sugar high to wear off.
As the sunlight fades, a note slipped under the bathroom door. Greg reads it.
Dear Gregory, I'm sorry I ate your candy and chased you with a booger. Here, I put on this piece of paper so you can get me back. Signed, Fregley.
What the? What if I could? I'd forget everything.
Shoulders slumped, Greg retrieves his lunch bag from his school locker, then trudges down the hallway past groups of chatting students. At lunch, perched in his usual spot on the stage, Greg gazes at the empty space beside him on the piano stool. He puts his sandwich back into his lunch bag, then wanders out of the cafeteria. At the end of school, students stream outside. One knocks into Greg as they pass. Greg traipses across the basketball court alone.
Hey, Greg! Hey! Oh, hey, Rally, what's up? I was wondering if I could stop by your house today and pick up my copy of Twisted Wizard. Me and Chirag want to play it.
Yeah, well, I've had it for a while, so it's kind of mine now. I guess you and your new friend will have to find something else to do.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not the only one with a new friend.
You mean Fregley? I'm, like, permanently scarred from that night, and it's all your fault for ditching me.
I ditched you? We're, like, the other way around.
You haven't been the same ever since you got that stupid cast.
You've changed.
Oh, yeah?
They're gonna
fight. You're the one who broke my arm.
You can take him. Knock him down.
Kids circle around Greg and Rowley.
Why don't you make a move? Unless you're chicken.
Greg and Rowley perform high kicks.
Where'd you learn to fight? Ballerina school?
If you don't do something, I'm gonna fall asleep.
Who taught you how to fight?
Greg and Rowley shadowbox and flail their arms.
Keep dancing. Fight.
They don't even know how to dance.
Everyone but Rowley and Greg escape as the teens drive up.
Well, look who it is. Our little friends from Halloween.
We told you we'd find you.
And now you're gonna pay for busting my tire.
But, like, how are they gonna pay?
Yeah, do you mean, like, with money? Because not everybody carries cash these days.
No, you morons. Pay, as in, like, revenge.
Okay, now we're all on the same page.
They grab Greg and Rowley.
Okay. Now what?
I am thinking.
Ooh. You still got that fire extinguisher?
Nah. My mom made me put it back in the house for, like, fires.
Greg eyeballs the cheese.
What's this one looking at?
It looks like...
Oh, jeez!
Now I really can't say what happened next. Because if Riley ever tries to run for president when he grows up, and people find out what those teenagers made him do, he won't have a chance. So all I'm gonna say is that the teenagers made Riley blank, blank, blank the cheese.
Greg gags.
Okay, you're next.
No, but I just had lunch. I'm not even really that hungry.
You're not getting out of this.
But I'm lactose intolerant. It'll make me gassy.
Greg's strong arm towards the moldy slice of cheese that stuck to the ground. Shoved onto all fours, Greg looks up at the gang's leader, who pounds his fist. Eyes shut tight, Greg lowers his mouth to the cheese.
Get out of here, you punks!
The teens speed off. The PE teacher joins Greg and Rowley.
You boys okay?
They nod. The PE teacher storms off. The other kids rejoin Greg and Rowley.
The cheese! Look, there's a piece missing!
The other kids gag.
Disgusting! Trust me, I was tempted to tell everyone the truth about what happened. But then I heard that annoying inner voice.
Do the right thing, Greg. That's all you need to get by in this world, you know? One good friend.
Rowley Jefferson ate the...
No! It was me! Those teenagers dared me to do it! What? And I did it! So what? No big deal.
Greg Heffley has the cheese touch!
Everyone but Rowley flees from Greg. Rowley and Greg exchange smiles.
Okay. So I might have bent the truth a little, but sometimes you have to do that sort of thing. To help a friend. So, wanna go to my place and, I don't know, play some Twisted Wizard?
Yeah, that'd be good.
They start their elaborate handshake. It morphs into a hug.
Oh man, I totally would have had you. Are you kidding? You were totally about to start crying.
I had something in my eye.
I could have taken you with my eyes closed.
I could have beaten you with my little pinky. Having the cheese touch hasn't been as bad as I thought.
The school hallway empties.
The kids at school give me plenty of space. And it's not just in the hallways. I pretty much got the run of the place. And the best part is, getting a seat at lunch is not a problem anymore. In fact, I've got a whole table to myself.
Kids empty a table for Greg. He waves to Rowley.
Well, maybe not entirely to myself, but I'm fine with it. And things are good with me and Rowley. In fact, they're better than good.
Sketches in Greg's diary.
But if Rowley ever steps out of line, I'll let everyone know who really ate the you-know-what.
Greg closes his diary.
Come on, almost there!
I got you!
Eat my dust! Get out of my way!
Oh, you got lucky that time!
How are you this bad? Oh!
Best of three!
description created by Iuno SDI Group, funded by Disney Plus Originals, written by Polly Goodwin, narrated by Jessica Mastin.